Almost new grandpa.
Almost.
Yeah.
Our daughter having a baby. Our daughter will have a baby in December.
Long time. He can't wait.
We've been praying a long, long time. So we're very excited. Thank you.
很高兴。
Well, let's have a little word of prayer and then we can begin our study today. Father, how we want to thank you for your grace and goodness to us. Truly, you are a faithful and good God. You make your face to shine upon us, Lord. Lord, and you love everyone, even the wicked and the good.
您爱每一位, 即使行恶的, 和行善的。
You're a loving and faithful God.
您是一位信实的神。
But Lord, we thank you that you say that the man that you look toward that gets your real attention is one who trembles at your word.
就是当我们来到您的话语面前 我们战惊接受的时候 您真的是看顾我们。
Lord, we haven't seen you.
因为我们没有看见你。
But in your word, the picture in our minds grows more and more of your person.
因为在您话语里 我们对您的理解也就一天一天的增长。
And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we pray that you might enlarge our faith.
我们盼望您能够真的增加我们的信心。
And Lord, as we open your word, we pray that your Holy Spirit would teach us.
当我们打开您的话语, 盼望您的圣灵能教导我们。
And guide us into all truth, we pray.
带领我们进入您的真理。
We thank you for all your grace and your goodness to us in Jesus' name.
我们感谢您给我们的一切的恩典和怜悯，奉主耶稣基督的名。 Amen.
Well, let's go to our reading. The Gospel of John, chapter 10.
约翰福音的十章。
Again, I'd like to read around the table, we'll read for introduction this morning. Chapter 10, verses 22 to 30.
22到30节. Okay. 我们先顺序读一下, 约翰福音十章22到30节. 在耶路撒冷有修殿节, 是冬天的时候。
犹太人围着他说：“你叫我们犹豫不定，到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明的告诉我们。”耶稣回答说：“我已经告诉你们，你们不信。我奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证。只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。我又赐给他们永生。”
他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。我与父原为一。
Very good. This morning we're going to look at the truth of the fact that a believer has everlasting life in the present time.
对，我们今天会看一个真理啊， 就是我们有永恒的生命啊， 在现在这个时刻就有。
Eternal life is not something that the Christian gets later on after he dies or when he goes to be with Jesus.
所以永恒的生命不是说一个基督徒死了然后他就在永恒里跟耶稣在一起了，不单单是指这个。
Eternal life is given to every believer the moment they trust the Lord Jesus Christ.
永恒的生命是一个信徒信的那一刻呢，神就给了他。
When you receive Jesus, you receive eternal life.
你接受了耶稣，就接受了永生。
Because he says here, I give them eternal life in verse 28.
所以二十八节他说我又赐给他们永生。
Now I'd just like to review.The previous, or review that verse 27.
所以我想回顾一下二十七节。
We looked at it in some detail last week, but I think we'll just look at, pick up some high points for review.
所以我们上一周也解了这一节经文，我们稍微再回顾一下。
The Lord Jesus here is in verse 26. He said that the Jews were not his sheep.
所以二十六节呢？耶稣在这里说，那些犹太人呢，不是我的羊。
They were not his sheep because in verse 27 we read they didn't listen to his voice.
原因就是呢，他们不听神的声音。
And he didn't know them.
然后神也不认识他们。
And they did not follow him.
所以呢，他们也不跟随耶稣。
But he says, my sheep do listen to my voice.
所以二十七节他说我的羊呢也听我的声音。
Now, what does it mean to listen to the voice?
听我的声音是什么意思呢
？Of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣的声音。
Do we hear His voice audibly?
我们是不是真的用肉体的耳朵听见了他的声音呢
？Anybody here today heard the voice of Jesus?
今天在座的有谁
audibly?
有谁？用耳朵听见过，肉体的耳朵听见过神说话。
Nobody.
没有。
Well, that's strange.
啊，这不是很奇怪吗
？No, it's not strange.
这不奇怪。
It would be very strange. It would be very unique. It would be very peculiar if you actually did.
所以，如果你真的耳朵听见了啊，倒是挺奇怪的。
Remember the Apostle Paul.He heard the voice, and others heard the voice too, but they didn't understand what it said.
所以记得使徒保罗得救的那一刻啊，他听见了那声音，耶稣的声音，其他的人也听见了，但是不知道什么意思。
That's not normal to actually hear the physical voice of the Lord Jesus.
所以听见啊，就是物理的声音，就是耶稣让我们的肉耳能听见的那个情形呢，是非常非常罕见的。
But every true believer is going to hear the voice of the Savior one time.
但是每一个信徒啊，最终都会听见我们主的声音一次。
Because those that are alive when He comes, it says He's going to come with a shout.
因为当他来的时候啊，他要来把我们提走的时候，他会有一个大喊声啊。
And those that have Jesus residing in their hearts will respond to that shout. They'll hear that shout.
然后那在里面愿意跟随耶稣就能听见的声音。
We're going to be changed in an instant when we hear that voice.
然后我们听见这声音呢，我们瞬间就会改变了。
We're going to rise to meet the Lord in the air.
我们就会在空中与主相遇，这是被提的场景。
So we will hear.
我们也会
that voice.
最后一次会听见。
What about those that have died? Some of us may die before the Lord Jesus.
那我们在座可能会有在这一天来之前就已经死了。
The scripture says the dead are going to hear his voice.
圣经说呢，死了也听见。
Those that have died and trusted Christ, they will hear that voice and rise to meet the air.
所以那一切在信主里死了的人，他们要先复活，因为他们听见响声也复活。
But for us ordinary Christians,
对于我们现在今天普通的基督徒呢
，we have not yet heard the physical voice.
我们不是说听见神的物理的声音。
Well, what does it mean then? He said they listened to my voice.
那这里说他听我的声音是指什么呢
？Has anybody got a scripture that would give us a little bit of light on that?
有没有人可以给我们一个相关的经文能够解释这句话
？Can you think of anything?
能想得到吗
？There's probably a number of them through the scriptures.
也许会有一些啊。
John 5:16.
John 5:24. Very good.
Well, that's many, many times.
What's that?
Yeah. You already mentioned it many, many times.
That's one of my favorite.
约翰的五章二十四节，这个长老很喜欢的一个经文里，他经常提的。
Now, hearing his word and hearing his voice is the same thing, is it not?
所以听他的话和听见他的声音啊，其实是一件事情。
You hear the word internally.
所以你听见的世界啊，哦，你听见这个话呢，是在里面的。
And what we mean by that is that when you read the word of God, it's a living word, and it speaks to your heart. You understand? That's what we say in English. It speaks to our heart.
所以真正发生的事呢，就是你在读神的话，读着读着呢，这个话就对你的心开始说话了。It
impacts our spirits.
它开始影响到我们的灵。It
speaks to our very souls.
就直接对着我们里面的那个人开始说了。The
word of God. And our spirits say, yes.
然后我们里面的声音，我们的灵就对这个神的话说，是的，你说的对。Yeah.
So it says there in verse 24, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word.
所以24节5章，我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话。
And then believes.
就信差我来着。
That word will bring truth to the soul that it is not only true, but it's God's word that is true.
所以不单是他的话他听见了，而且这个听见的这个话呢是真理啊，是神的话。
And when that word,
这两个都重要。
That word speaks to your heart, you can do one of two things.
所以当这个话呢对你的心开始说的时候呢，你会做两件事。
You can say no.
你可以说不。
Or you can believe.
你可以接受。
You can trust.
你可以接受。
So that's the critical point. He that hears my word and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life.
所以这是一个很关键的点哈，神的话是真的。 然后你听见了呢，也听见了。然后你要做一个选择，要或者不要。所以那听见又接受的，就有永生了。所以这是一个关键的过程。This
is where the miracle takes place.
这就是神迹发生的那一刻了。There's
a transfer of life from the one who gave that word to the one who believes that word.
所以会有一个生命的转移啊，对于那给出这应许的，当你接受的时候呢。
So you hear the word, you believe it, what happens? You trust the one, it says here, who believes in him that sent me, has everlasting life. That is present possession. Not will have, but has everlasting life. That moment.
你听见。 然后你接受呢，就有是一个现在时，不是过去的，就是这一刻就有了。Now,
does eternal life, does it feel different?
所以永生感觉起来是不是有不同呢？
For most people, they don't feel any different.
绝大多数人来说，他没感觉什么不同。
It's only after going through many experiences that the realization that you have eternal life grows and grows and grows.
只有我们在经历，在生活中经历，你慢慢才能感觉，哦，原来你的这个生命是在成长。Oftentimes,
there's a relief that sins have been forgiven, and so you feel a release.
最长的时候呢，最初的那一个点，你只是感觉罪被赦免了，那个轻松。
That's sometimes an emotional thing.
但这个呢，一般来说只是情感上的感受。
Fears disappear.
就是那恐惧啊，对罪的后果的畏惧消失了。
Anxieties and stress, they lessen.
就是焦虑呢，开始缓解了。
The more you trust, they disappear.
那你越信靠主呢，这样的一个负面的情绪会越来越消失。
But that eternal life, we don't necessarily feel it.
但是呢，我们要回到这个真理上，永生呢不是你靠着这个感觉去能够触碰的。
We feel the effects of it, though.
那我们能够feel the effects.
We feel the effects of eternal life.
Yeah, 我们能够感觉到这个永生的影响啊，这个是能感觉的。
Because the eternal life is a spiritual life.
因为永生是一个属灵的生命。
And so it doesn't directly affect our feelings.
所以呢，它并不直接影响我们的感觉。
But then, as it manifests itself in our bodies and in our lives, the fruit of the Spirit begins to appear.
所以当永生在我们里面啊显明的时候呢，你就会看见我们因着永生而结的果子就越来越多了。
What are the fruits of the Spirit?
那这种属灵的果子是什么呢？
Love.
爱。
People that you didn't that you maybe hated before, you now have a heart of love for them.
以前你甚至恨的人呢，你现在开始可能对他有爱了。
And joy.
然后喜乐。
People are seeking happiness, but they can't find happiness.
所以人们一直在寻求那快乐啊，但是他找不到。
Happiness depends upon circumstances.
人的快乐呢，总是基于这环境的。
But joy depends upon the eternal life that we have, the Spirit within us.
喜乐呢，却是得着从神那里的永生，那属灵的那个果子出来的。
The next spiritual fruit is peace.
下一个呢，就是平安。
You know, it's a wonderful thing to have peace.
有平安真的很好。
In your heart.
在你的心里。
And the biggest problem where people don't have peace is they don't have peace with God.
所以人最大的没有平安，其实是因为源头是因为他跟神没有和好，没有平安。
They feel guilt.
因为他里面有负罪感。
But having trusted Christ, our sins all forgiven. We have God is no longer our judge, but our friend.
所以当信靠耶稣呢，我们就再也不被定罪。所以神不再是我们的审判主，而是我们的朋友。
So we have peace is another of the fruit of the Spirit.
所以我们有平安呐、啊，就是另外的一个果子。
And long suffering.
还有呢，就是忍耐。
Gentleness.
温柔。
Goodness.
良善呢、啊。
Faith,
信实啊
and self-control,
节制啊
These are all manifestations of the Spirit of God.
这些都是圣灵的果子
And those come from the fact that we have eternal life.
这个都出于一个事实，我们有永生
But why?
为什么呢
Why would eternal life do that?
为什么永生能这么做呢
Because that life is God's life.
因为这样的永生的生命是神的。
We often think of eternal life in the sense of quantity, how much, how long.
所以我们并不是从数量上来评价这生命的多长，多大。
But think of eternal life in quality.
我们是从质量上来评估的。
What it is?
这是什么样的生命
？It's the very life of God Himself put into you the moment you believe.
这个是神自己的生命啊，在你信的那一刻，他浇灌进你。
And that all happens when we hear the word of the Christ and we believe.
当所有的这个发生在哪一个点呢？就是当我信靠他，然后听见他的话，信靠他的那一刻。
But if we go back to John chapter 10,
我们回到约翰福音的十章。
Here's my second question.
然后这是我们的第二个问题。
John chapter 10. Like some coffee?
Oh, no.
Those who have trusted Christ here around the table, they've heard the voice, you have God's life within us, eternal life. I give them eternal life, he says. That Jesus is the source.
对，所以在这里我们一切听见他的，我们在座的，就有了他的永生啊，听的那一刻就有了。
But in verse 27, one of the characteristic there, he says, My sheep, they listen. That's in the present continuous.
所以说这里呢，我的听见我的声音，我的羊啊，这全是现在时。
That means not only that they heard the voice and have received eternal life, but they continually hear the voice of the Savior.
所以不但在过去的一刻呢，他听见信了，而且呢，他现在的时刻说明他是个持续的听见、持守的状态。
There's a little song with a chorus that goes like this.
有一首圣诗是这么唱的。
He walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own.
所以他说呢，他与我同行，他跟我说话啊，然后他对。他与我同行，他向我说话。
And Nicole will now sing it for us. And so how many of us now around this table that are believers, that you find that the Lord Jesus talks with you on a day by day?
所以我们在座的，我们有很多基督徒啊，你有没有感受到耶稣是每一天在对你说话？
That's one of the characteristics of his sheep.
对，这就是他羊的一个特征，他总是能听见神的声音。
Do you hear? You don't have to put up your hands, but I want you to answer this. Do you hear his voice?
你有没有听见他的声音？我不需要大家举手，但是你可以心里面。
Day by day, isn't it a wonderful comfort to hear that voice?
是不是一个非常？是令人安慰的是听见他的声音。
Do you remember the story of Elijah?
记得以利亚的故事啊。
And he was running from Jezebel.
他逃离耶洗别。
He thought he was all alone.
他觉得他就是一个人。
And he was complaining to the Lord.
他就向主抱怨。
And so he ran way out into the desert.
然后他就跑向了旷野。
To the mountain of God.
去西乃山和烈山。
And there he hid in a cave.
然后他就躲在那山上一个洞里。
And he didn't want to live anymore.
他不想活了。
He thought he was all alone.
他觉得他就是他一个人。
Even God seemed to have abandoned him.
神好像都离弃他了。
But God came down and said, "What's wrong there, Elijah?"
所以神又来了，这时候说：“以利亚，你怎么了？”
He said, "Well, they're trying to kill me, and I've done work for you, and everybody's trying to kill me. I'm all alone."
以利亚说呢，哎呀，我为你做很多，然后每个人都想杀了我，我很孤单的一个人。
So God said, "Well, you go into that cave there, Elijah."
然后神说呢，你到那个洞里去。
So Elijah went in the cave, and God sent a big whirlwind, powerful wind, come out of the desert.
然后当以利亚在洞里的时候呢，神就先兴起了一阵特别大的风。
It showed the power of God against the rocks were flying all over the place.
然后呢，神这阵大风啊，就让外面的声响特别大，然后那个石头啊什么都起来啊。
But God wasn't in that whirlwind.
圣经说呢，神不在这风里。
He sent it, but he wasn't in that whirlwind.
这是神差来的，但这神不在里面。
Then he sent.I think it was a big earthquake or hailstorm or something, wasn't it? And,
有一个紧跟着那是一个地震啊，然后神也不在里。
But God wasn't in that either.
神也不在那地震里。
But then he heard, Elijah heard a still small voice.
紧跟着呢，有以利亚听见一个很细微的声音。
God spoke to him.
这就是神跟他说。
And that's what we hear a still small voice.
我们听见神的话总是微小温柔的声音。
Then why should that surprise us?
为什么那个会让我们意外呢？
Jesus is living inside us.
因为耶稣住在我们里面。
It's a voice that always speaks to us.
这个声音其实一直会对我们说话。
Well, Roy and I were talking the other night, and he said, you know, it's something to the effect that we're never alone.Again.
所以我跟Roy那天聊起来，我们说到我们从来不是孤单的哈。
He's always with us.
因为他一直与我们同在。
He's speaking to us, but are we listening?
所以他向我们说话的时候，我们在不在听呢？
Said, my sheep, they listen to my voice.
所以我的羊啊，听我的声音。
You have to listen to hear.
所以我们总是要有一颗预备听的耳朵，预备听的心。
You know, in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, there's a refrain that is repeated over and over again.
然后启示录里面二章三章一直反复讲的一个事。
And it goes like this.
他这么说的。
He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
凡有耳可听的就应当听。
You see, you need to have an ear that's open to hear.
所以我们听没听见的关键在于我们有没有耳，有没有属灵的耳朵。
Sin will keep us, will make that, will, it'll make us deaf.
所以罪啊，就骄傲会让我们耳聋。
Not only will it make us blind, but it'll make us deaf.
不但让我们眼睛瞎呢，也让我们耳朵聋。
We can't hear the voice of the Savior anymore.
就听不见救主的声音。
Our good Shepherd.
也是我们牧者的声音。
But does He abandon us?
他有没有因此丢弃我们呢？
No.
没有。
He will never. He said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you."
他说我永不丢弃你。
But then you lose the comfort. Of knowing the nearness of the Good Shepherd in your life.
你会因此而失掉，知道和或和这个永生神相交的这个平安了，就没了。
So what do? We confess our sins.
所以当我们承认我们的罪的时候呢，就恢复了这关系。
That fellowship is restored.
这样爱的关系就恢复了。
And we can hear His voice again.
又听到他的声音。
Now turn with me to Romans chapter 8.
你看一下罗马书的八章。
Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14.
八章的十四节。
Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子，因为你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。
Well, what spirit is this?
这是什么灵呢？
It's the Holy Spirit, of course.
是神的灵啊。
But the Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of Christ.
圣灵也是耶稣的灵。
Because they are one, aren't they?
他们是同一的。
And then, and he continues there,
继续啊，对。
In verse, in the same verse, he said, "You didn't receive a spirit that makes you a slave to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship."
但你们所受的乃是儿子的心。
So that now we have that spirit, like we're sons of God.
我们的灵呢，其实就让我们知道我们是神的儿子。
And that we cry, Abba, Father.
因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
So now our very spirits, having the Spirit of Christ within us, who is the perfect Son of God, we can now cry out to the Father directly.
所以神的灵啊，耶稣的灵就在我们里面。所以这样的事实呢，是让我们能够呼喊阿爸父。
Abba, Father. Why Abba?
为什么阿爸父呢？
Apparently, some say that, and I could probably agree that the word the Abba is the probably one of the first things that a baby can say. Abba.
Abba 可能是一个孩子啊，一个婴儿最早能够说的几个音节之一了。
So from the youngest believer who can say, whose spirit cries out to God the Father, Abba.
所以这里就在讲我们作为一个最小的孩子，刚刚重生的孩子，我们能说的可能就是从阿爸开始的。
To the oldest believer, most mature believer who knows the Father.
所以当你成熟了，成为一个更加成熟的孩子以后呢，你就会叫他父。所以从阿爸到父就是一个成熟的。
And everybody in between.
所以我们都在这个过程当中。
But notice what he says. He goes on. We've received that spirit of sonship. By him, we cry, Abba, Father. And then verse 16.
16节。
Now notice this verse.
注意这节经文。
The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
那圣灵与我们的心同证啊，我们是神的儿女。
It's not just your imagination.
不是你想出来的。
You know, this isn't something that we kind of work up in us.
也不是我们努力想要从里面
做出来的。You only get when you come to a meeting and Joe Reese or Mike Atwood is preaching.
比方说你去听 Joe 和 Mike 弟兄讲道的时候。
Or Billy Graham or Franklin Graham or something.
或者 Billy Graham 他去讲道的时候你出来的心。
You see, we have the Spirit of God within us, and the Spirit of God witnesses with our own spirits that we are God's children.
而是呢，圣灵直接在我们里面，它不是借着人的，直接在我们里面就见证我们就是神的儿子。
The voice of the shepherd we hear not because of a natural thing; it's a spiritual.
所以这不是因为我们是一个自然从肉体所领受的这个关系啊，我们是从圣灵里领受的这个关系。
So the, and we don't forget that it's the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不要忘了这是圣灵啊。
So any sin will dull the sound of the Savior's voice or the Spirit of God speaking.
所以任何罪呢都会使这个圣灵的声音弱下去的。
And it's such a comfort day by day to hear the Shepherd's voice.
所以每一天能听见。这牧者的声音是非常重要，非常安慰的事情。
In danger, in difficulties, in challenges of life, in the sorrows and disappointments, to hear the Savior be able to comfort you and encourage you, it's such a blessing.
所以在困难、挑战、苦难，在每一天的日子里，你听见他的声音是多么重要、多么蒙福的一件事。
He will keep your hearts and minds until the day that He takes us home.
因为这样的声音能保守你的心，保守你的全人，直到见主面的那一刻。
So that I spent longer on that than I expected to this morning.
所以我们花了比较多的时间来看这个典经。
But that's the first characteristic of one of the sheep. They listen to His voice.
所以这是第一个羊的特征啊，就是他们会听神的声音。
They don't just hear it at the beginning, but they listen to the voice of the shepherd, just as a flock of sheep would listen day by day, hour by hour. They'd listen for the voice of the shepherd.
重要的时候，并不是说信的那一刻听了就听了完了，而是每一天每一个小时，在得救的之后的一直到见主面的时候，我们是一直在听。
Then it says, "I know them." That's the next thing.
第二件事呢，就是神也认识他。
In one way, that's a bit scary, don't you think?
那某一种方面呢，这有一点可怕，对不对
？He knows all about us.
他知道我们所有的。
Does that worry you sometimes?
这个会不会让你有时候感到有点害怕呢
？Yeah. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. He knows everything.
但这个我们是不能改变的，因为他就是知道我们全人，我们一切的隐秘事。
But that's a comfort too.
但这个呢，也是一个安慰。
Because he can, as our great, he's our great high priest, he can sympathize with our weaknesses.
那他是呢大祭司，他能够理解我们的软弱。
Because he can understand, because he was a man and suffered all the temptations, all the trials and troubles of life that we do.
他呢也是个完全的人，所以呢他。也经历了我们一切的试探啊，他都有，所以他能理解人的软弱。
But he never fails as we do.
他只是不像我们会失败。
And so he'll never fail in helping us to carry on through.
所以他也不会失败呢，在哪呢？就是把我们带出去这件事情上，他也不会失败。
When he says, "I know them," that he knows all our weaknesses and our strengths.
所以当他说他认识我们的时候，就他知道我们一切的软弱和力量。
He knows our joys, he knows our sorrows.
他知道我们的喜乐和哀伤。
He knows the problems we face day by day.
他也知道我们每一天的困难。
So it's comforting to know the shepherd knows us.
所以呢，知道这样的事实很令我们安慰啊。什么事实？就是我们的牧者知道我们。
And because he knows us, He has the answer to all our needs.
所以正是因为他知道认识我们，他就会有我们一切需要的答案。
Just like a real shepherd knows his sheep.
真实的牧者一样啊。
And he knows that that sheep there needs some special care because it's got a particular weakness.
所以他牧者就能够识别出一只羊了，哎，这只羊需要一个特别的帮助，因为他在一个特别的境况里。
So that's a comforting thing to know that he knows us.
这是一个特别的令人安慰的事情啊，就是他认识我们。
And when did he get to know us? When we trusted him as our savior.
他什么时候开始认识我们的呢？就是我们信靠他的，成为救主的那一刻。
Now there are some that Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
比方说马太的七章的二十一节
Matthew 7 and verse 21 Not everyone who says to me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven Many will say to me on that dayLord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I'll tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Now this is a very sad story here, isn't it?
这是一个非常哀伤的故事。
But the one great example that comes to mind is Judas.
这里一个特别显然的例子，在我的脑子里就是犹大了。
Did he prophesy in the name of the Lord? Yes.
他是不是按主的名说了预言呢？是的。
The Lord delegated special powers to drive out demons, even.
然后神也给这十二个门徒有特别的能力来赶鬼。
But Judas never ever received the Lord Jesus.
但是犹大从来没有从心底里接受耶稣基督。
What was his motivation?
他的动机又是什么呢
？Self.
就是自己了。
Selfishness.
其实就是自私了。
He would not give up himself.
就他从来没有放弃过自己。
In order to receive Christ.You have to give up. You got to give that room over to Jesus.
所以你要接受基督，你首先要否定自己。你总得把空间腾出来，把房子腾出来，他才能住进来。
You come under new ownership.
你有一个新的所有权关系。
You're the Lord's. You're not your own anymore.
因为你是属于主的，你再不是自己的。
Judas never wanted to give up. He held on to that himself.
所以犹大从来没有真正。放弃过，他抓自己的事抓得牢牢的。
There are things that stop people from receiving Christ.
那拦阻人去接受基督呢
？It could be an inheritance. It could be money. It could be fame. It could be power. It could be just a simple thing that you want to be boss of your own life.
可能是你的遗产，可能是你的钱财，是你的名声，或是你的权柄。一切你愿意自己牢牢把控的东西，都是可能拦住你到神面前去。
And you don't want God to interfere.
你也不想在这些事情上让神来介入。
And so you outwardly you perform all the things that you think might please God.
所以向外的外在的表现呢，你可能做了一切。在人看来，哎呦，神特别悦纳的事情。
And as Judas, he went through all the motions.
比方说呢，犹大就在一切的场合都在，都跟主在一起。
But inwardly, he had never received the Lord Jesus himself.
但他在里面从来没有接受过耶稣成为他个人的救主。
And so, in the end, the Lord Jesus said, "I'm sorry."
所以在最后呢，耶稣说：“哎呀，我
I never knew you.
我很抱歉，我真的不认识你们这些人。
You never knew me.
其实你们也从一开始就不认识我。
Notice that the man.That came there didn't say, Lord, I knew you at one time.
所以注意啊，这些人来到主面前，他不是这么的个句式。他说：“主啊，我曾经认识你。”
He doesn't say that.
他没有这么说。
He just said, Lord, I prophesied in your name, I did this, I did that, I.
所以你会看见他的句式是我呢奉你的名我做了这个我做了那个我传道我赶鬼我说预言都是我呀。
The Lord said, I'm sorry, I never knew you.
所以主说哎呀我真的不认识你。
But he does know his own.
但他真的认识属自己的羊。
And that's a comforting thought for us, is it not?
这对我们来说是一个特别安慰的事实。
And we hear the voice of the Spirit speaking to us.
所以我们就从圣灵在我们里面的圣灵啊，我们就能听见神的声音。
That lovely voice of Jesus.
那耶稣基督那特别好的声音。
A still small voice.
一个小小的安慰的声音。
He speaks to us in His Word.
借着他的话跟我们说。
He speaks to us when we're walking down the street.
他当我们在街上行走的时候。
And we can talk to Him too.
我们也能跟他说话。
That's a lovely thing. And then He says, "They follow me." Then.And they follow me, he says.
他们也跟着我。二十七节最后一个，他们也跟着我。
That's the mark of the sheep.
这是羊的标志了。
You know, if you had three shepherds and three flocks, and there's a big bunch of sheep all in one big motley flock.
如果你有一大群的羊混在一起的话。
And the three shepherds went out in different directions.
然后呢，这一群羊属于三个牧人，这三个牧人呢各自走了三个方向。
They would begin to call their sheep, and the sheep would follow each individual shepherd. They would come out and they begin to follow.
然后呢，他们会叫自己的羊。这个时候呢，这一大群羊就开始分散了，会各自跟着各自的主人走。
How do we know to follow the good shepherd?
我们怎么知道去跟随一个好的牧人呢？
There's a question.You know, there's many voices in the world, is there not?
然后这里世界真的是有很多的声音啊。
Some people say, come here and do this.
有的人说呢，哎，到这里来做这个事。
Others say, go there and do that.
有的人说你去那做那个事。
You go to Mecca.
去麦加。
Walk around in a pilgrimage this sacred mountain.
然后在这个圣山的周围走一圈。
Bow down before an idol.
在偶像面前拜一下。
Others may say they worship science or so-called fake science.
所以有的人说，哎呀，我相信科学，其实有的时候是所谓的科学而已。
And they delude themselves by saying there's no God.
然后他们就因此瞎了眼，说，哎，没有神。
Some are looking for fortune and fame.
当然还有寻求财富、名誉的。
So the voices.Calling out all the time.
所以你会看这些全都是声音，这每一个声音都能叫走一批人。
But the mark of a sheep is they hear his voice, I know them, and the mark is they follow him, and him alone.
属神的羊，它的标志就是什么呢？神的声音出来以后呢，它就能听出来，听出来它就会跟随神的声音走，而不被世界的声音带走。这就是它的羊的标志了。
And we read there in verse 4 again of the same chapter, back to verse 4, it says, when he had gone out,
十章四节啊，我们回到十章四节看看。
When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow them because they know his voice.
既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。
And they'll never follow a stranger.
因为不跟着生人呢。
In fact, they'll run away from him because...They do not recognize the stranger's voice.
事实上，他们要逃走啊，因为他不认得他的声音。
So we've talked this morning in a review, which turned out to be a long time, but it's a good review to review these things, the marks of the sheep, and we've gone into it in more detail.
所以今天早上我们做的这个很详细的回顾呢，对我们很有帮助，因为它让我们知道我们跟基督的关系啊是什么样。
After the break, we're going to continue on. He says, I give unto them eternal life.
然后呢，我们稍休息之后呢，我们会继续往下。
And he says, they will never perish.
然后我又赐给二十八节，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。
And some people think that they can perish.
那有的人会认为呢，他们是可以灭亡的。
Some people have problems thinking that salvation depends upon them.
那有的人甚至认为呢，救恩是取决于自己。
And their own actions.
和他们自己的行为。
Those questions we're going to look at and answer after we have a short break.
做一个短的休息之后呢，我们再回答这些问题。
And I don't know if you have anything now or you want to...
No, we'll take a break and then maybe after the
just give thanks.
做个祷告。
Thanks to the Lord. Our loving Father, we want to thank you again and bless you again for thy wonderful gift of above all the gifts that you've ever given into this world, the gift of thy dear beloved Son. We thank thee, our Father, that we have life and this life is in him. He who has the Son has life, and he who has not the Son has not life, but the wrath of God abides upon them. So our Father, we thank thee again that he has made our peace with thee, and we thank thee that thou art our loving Father in heaven. So our Father, we want to thank you and bless you and praise you and worship you, for this is our reasonable duty, that we should serve thee, the Almighty God who created us and who loved us and died for us. So our Father, we thank thee now for each one that has come out this morning. And Lord, we want to thank you again that thou art blessing us. And we do bless thee, O Lord. We thank thee for our food now that you have provided for us and all the snacks and, Lord, the drinks and that we know that comes from thy loving hands. We thank thee in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. A prayer, and then we'll ask Brother Jeet has a few things to say after we have a word of prayer.
我们先做个开始的祷告，然后这些弟兄我们有些分享。
Now, Father, we again approach your throne of grace with thanksgiving.
我们再一次来到您施恩座前，带着我们的感恩。
And Lord, we would ask that you would continue to speak to us.
我们盼望您能够继续对我们的心说话。
Lord, we want to hear your voice.
因为我们愿意听见您的声音。
So speak, we pray to us. Quiet our hearts and make us, Lord, so that we can understand and hear your voice.
是吧，安静我们的心，能让我们能够听见，也愿意接受您的声音。
Bless Brother Jeet now as he would open the word.
也祝福我们的 Jeet 长老，当他对我们说话的时候。
And we'd ask this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
I didn't want to go in a different direction, but the things that we've been talking about, you know something, I'm sure some of you have gone to Hawaii, and in Hawaii they say aloha. It's like, we don't really know the meaning, it's like saying hello, but I wanted to know what the meaning of aloha was. So I asked many different people, they didn't seem to know, and I asked one older guy, and he knew that language. And he says, I give my breath to you. So to us, it's like saying hello. But in that culture, he says, I give my breath to you. And
所以呢，他说呢，我们继续原来这个话题哈，就是他说呢，我们都知道去夏威夷的时候呢，当地人会给你有个打招呼的方式叫 aloha。就 aloha 这个词呢，你们听起来，人听一听呢，觉得可能就是说你好啊，hello 这种意思。但是 Jeet 呢，他就问了几个当地人啊，说这个在当地语里面到底什么意思啊？很多人都说不出来啊。然后他问了一个年长的人，然后他说呢，这个词的意思呢，在当地的文化里面就是我把我的呼吸给你。
So God is saying the same thing. He's saying like aloha, I'm giving my life to you.
所以呼吸就是一个人的生命了，就是我把我的生命给你。神其实就在好像就像说 aloha 一样，就我把我的生命给了你。
Either we can accept that life that God gives us, or we can continue in our own life, our selfish life, and see what the end of that will be.
所以我们就两个选择，或者接受神给我们新的生命，或者我就要持守我原来的生命呢，直到我去见到主，那就是审判的时刻。
When in verse 10 it says they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. When you get saved, Christ gives you that eternal life. But after that, he gives you an abundant life.
a life that's a different life than what we had before.
所以就像十章十节讲的，他要叫羊得生命，又要结得的更丰盛啊！所以，当我们有了神的生命以后呢，不但在那一刻有，而且在未来的日子呢，会越来越丰盛。
We have a life that's victorious in Christ. There's nothing that we can't accomplish if Christ is with us.
所以我们是在神里面有的生命是得胜的生命，就是没有什么我们是不能够做的啊，若在神的帮助下没有什么是不能做。
So you know the word of God says that whatsoever a man soweth that shall he also reap.
所以圣经说呢，人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
So if you're going to sow to yourself and you're going to depend on yourself and when you die it will be yourself that you'll be living with forever.
如果你种的呢是自己，然后你一直培养的也是自己，然后你死的时候呢，那面对审判的应该也是你自己。
But he who hates his life, in other words, the kind of people that we are, if he hates his own nature, and he doesn't want to be like that, and he wants a life in Christ, that will differentiate between the people that will go their own way and into a place called hell.Or a place that God has given us this abundant life here on the earth, and a life with Christ in our next life.
所以另外的人呢，他就恨恶自己生命老我的本性，那犯罪的本性，那他就在愿意呢，在今生呢，他愿意接受神的祝福，这就产生了一个巨大的区别。那一直持守自己生命的，他的去处就是地狱了。那因为他要必须面对神的永恒的审判，自己负责。那另外。在今生他就恨恶自己腐败坏的老我的生命呢，他就能得到那重生，他上十字架死了他就复活了，他在永恒里就能跟主在一起。
Now here's the difference. You saw the apostles, they walked with God, Christ, they talked with him, they slept with him, they ate with him, they said all the miracles that they saw with him, at the end what happens? Because they're still themselves, Peter denies the Lord 3 times.
啊，这里你会看见一个很有意思的现象，所有十二个使徒呢，他们门徒呢一直跟主在一起，他们所有的神迹也看见，主一切的话他们也听见，但是到最后呢，他们还是他们自己，他们的老我还是一样的，就彼得呢到最后还是三次不认主。
And then you see in the book of Acts the very same person but very different person.
然后你在使徒行传的时候，同样的一个人他就表现得完全不一样。
He is filled with the Holy Spirit, and he has no fear in his life.
这当中的区别就是五旬节的圣灵降下来，他现在被圣灵所充满，他重生了，所以他有被充满的里面是新的生命，他就无所畏惧了。
The religious people wanted to put, first they put them into jail, and the angel got them out and told them to go and preach in the streets, and they went out into the streets and preached again.They did not have any fear. Before he ran away, he's scared of his life. He might get killed. He might die. He might be put into prison.
同样是彼得在耶稣受难的时候，他就逃了，他特别害怕。然后在五旬节之后的彼得呢，虽然大祭司把他抓起来丢到监狱，然后天使把他放出来说你继续再去圣殿里讲，他又去讲了，他完全没有因着被抓的惧怕和以前的彼得就不一样。
But now they were ready for the job and the task that God had for them, and God filled them with the power of the Holy Spirit, and they were able to accomplish such victories for the Lord Jesus that we can also accomplish in our lives, if we're disobedient to the Lord, if we're obedient to the Lord and not disobedient, because if we're disobedient, then you know it's like our own lives when our children are not listening to us.We don't give them all that much attention, but we seem to love those children that want to obey us, and we want to bless them, and the Lord wants to bless us if we're obedient.
神当时怎么带领这些使徒们啊？今天也是一样的带领我们，就我们也一样靠着我们里面的圣灵能够行出这些事来。那区别呢？唯一的关键点就是是不是顺服。 那一切顺服的孩子就蒙福，那不顺服的呢，就没有办法得到神的爱和能力。这跟我们对孩子的态度是一样的。你如果有几个孩子，你总是会更愿意把祝福或者关注给到那顺服的孩子。
If we put God first in our life, God will bless us.
所以如果我们把神摆在我们生命中的首位呢，神就祝福我们。
Let me just paraphrase a story for you. It's a story about a minister, a preacher in Romania. Romania is a communist country.
所以我给大家一个故事啊，那这是一个罗马尼亚，当时罗马尼亚还是一个共产党的国家啊。
And he was in a church where he was the minister there, and the authorities came to him and said to him that they wanted him to register with them, with the government.
所以这个人呢去罗马尼亚讲道，然后呢在教堂里呢政府的人来了，是告诉他呢你必须先登记才能讲道。
If he registered with them, he could continue in that church. Otherwise, they would shut that church down.
如果他登记了呢，他就可以继续讲；否则呢，政府就会把那教堂给关了。
And the man got on his knees and he prayed to God and put all this before him.
所以神，这个人呢，就在神面前跪下来啊，就把这一切交在神手里。
And God gave him that vision. He said, if you go according to what they want you to do, then it will not be preaching and teaching the truth of Christ.
所以他得着的这个领受就是，如果他继续按照这个政府的要求呢，他就没有办法去顺服神的真理。
You will have to teach whatever they say teach.
因为这样的话，你就必须得去教政府叫你教的内容。
And he loved the Lord and he knew that God is sovereign. He should obey God more than he should man.
所以他知道神的真理，他顺服是神多过顺服人。
So the next day when those authorities came back to ask him, will you sign and register?
所以第二天当政府的人来说你要不要登记，要不要签字呢？
He said, no, I will not register with you.
他说我不要签字，我不要登记。
He says, my God is sovereign.
他说我的主是掌权的主。
He is almighty. I will listen to him over the authorities of the government.
他是大能的，我会听我的主多过听地上这个权柄。
He said, I know that you have the power to kill me for disobedience.
所以他就对那个政府的人说呢，我知道你有权利啊，杀了我，对于我如果不顺服你的话。
They said, that's true. We can put you in prison or we can kill you too.
所以对方说，是的，我可以抓你也可以杀你。
He said, I'm not afraid.
然后他说呢，我并不害怕。
He said, your weapon is death and murder, but my weapon is life.
所以他说呢，你的武器啊，是死亡和伤害啊。但我的武器是爱，生命是生命。
He said, if I die, if you murder me, I will go straight to heaven.
他说如果你现在杀了我呢，我就直接去天堂了。
He says, if you murder me, he says, all the literature that I have written in Romanian, all the lessons that I gave in church, all the radio programs that I announced in this country, he says, those people that heard those messages will know that I was true to my God. And they will believe more so than they ever have.
所以他说呢，当你最后如果要抓我杀我的时候呢，只是最后证明了我所说的，我在罗马尼亚讲的一切的道，都是真的，更证明这些道是真的。
So these people, these authorities thought, well, I don't think we should kill him or put him in jail because more people will believe in Jesus.
所以对方呢相反就没有把他抓起来啊，因为他们也觉得是这样，会有更多的人信。
So when they went back, those people asked them, well, why didn't you arrest them? Why didn't you kill them for being disobedient? They said, that man is crazy. He said his weapon is death. He said if he dies, he'll have life.
所以当这些政府的人回去的时候，那官员问他们为什么不去抓这个 讲道人啊，他说他疯了，他说这个讲道人疯了，他说这个讲道人说他的武器就是死了，他死了他就得着生命了，他疯了。
He said, if I die, more people will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我死了会有更多的人相信耶稣。
There'll be more Christians in this country.
那这个国家会有更多的基督徒。
So we don't want to put him in prison. We don't want to kill him.
他说我就不想要把他抓到监牢里去。
So there comes a point in a person's life.Where they have to make that stand. And you know something? If you're a child of God, you can make that stand. God gives you the power to do so.
所以我们总是会碰到这样的场景，我们要做一个选择。当你只要你是神的孩子，这样的选择你总是会面对。
This life is nothing compared to what Christ is offering us.
因为这个生命啊，地上的生命跟神给予我们的真是没法比。Amen.
Well, let's, are we in John 10?
我们继续约翰十章。
And we've been commenting on verse 27, and now we'd like to move on to verse 28.
我们再看27、28节。
So the marks then of the sheep again are they listen to his voice, he knows them, and they follow him.
所以二十七节讲的是神的羊的三个特征啊，他听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
So we've seen what a sheep is.
所以我们也知道这是什么样的羊。
Someone that knows the master's voice and he's known by the master.
就是他听得见羊的，听得见主人的声音，主人也认识他。
And so the Lord Jesus said in verse 28 says, I give them eternal life.
所以主就在这里二十八节说，我又赐给他们永生。
And we looked at it, there are no conditions to a gift that he gives except faith.It's the only condition.
所以这里没有其他附加条件，只有一个信心，就是得着这神的恩典的唯一的条件就是信心。
Those conditions of listening to his voice and following him, they are as a result of faith. They do not lead up to faith.
所以那认识神的声音啊，神也认识他的这个，他其实是一个信心的结果啊，他并不是得着信心的条件。
They are the characteristics of the sheep.
它是羊的特征。
They listen continually. That's in the present continuous, as we talked about it.
所以他们现在在听啊，现在的进行的状态还在听。
And then the other mark of the sheep is that the Lord knows those that are His.
神也知道他们是谁。
They are already His. These are not conditions of salvation.
所以这个不是救恩的条件。
They are characteristics of those that already have received Christ by faith.
已经得救的人的结果啊，已经有的结果。
And then they follow Him.
他们就自然。得救了就自然会跟着神。
So that removes some problems already that people might have that they think that they might get lost, that they could lose their salvation.
对，这个会解决了我们的一些困惑啊，就是我们可能会丢失救恩的困惑。
So we're going to go over a few points now that will show you that prove to you that you cannot lose salvation once you have trusted the Lord Jesus.
所以我们要看一下呢，你一旦信靠耶稣基督，你就不会失掉你的救恩。
Now, that first point is in John chapter 5, verse 24. Again, one of my favorite verses, and now probably yours, I hope.
约翰福音的五章二十四节哈。
Notice he says,That whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life. That is present possession.
我实实在在告诉你们呢，听我话又信差我来者的就有永生。
Notice and will not be condemned.
然后不至于定罪。
There's no qualifications there. The Lord does not make conditions now.
耶稣在这里没有提任何的条件。
He doesn't say as long as you hang on.
他不是说呢，你除非你一直在这里待着。
And then notice the last clause of that verse.
这节经文最后怎么说呢？
He's passed over out of death and into life.
他是已经出死入生了。
That's God's doing.
这是神的功啊。
Because the Lord Jesus says here in verse 28 of our chapter 10, says, I give to them eternal life.
因为十章二十八节说呢，我又赐给他们永生。
Now, when does eternal life end?
永生是什么时候结束的？
It can't.
没有结束。
By definition. It's not like endless time that you can, time you can break up into segments. Eternity you cannot.
所以它不是说像有时间的概念，因为时间你可以变成一段一段的，永生是没有时间了。
If you have God's life, you have eternal life that can never be broken.
所以当你有了神的生命以后呢，你就有了永恒啊，是不能够被折成一段段的。
You can't give it back.
你也不能把它给回去。
You can't lose it.
啊，你也不会失去。
Says, I give to them eternal life. They will never perish.
所以他说我给了他们永生啊，他就永不灭亡。
And that word never perish, the Greek construction, I got a note here in my Bible, says the Greek construction of that word shall never perish is as strong as you can make it in the Greek.
所以原文呢，希腊的原文，他们永不灭亡的这个永不呢，用的词是最语气强烈的一个词。
They can never, in our English or maybe in Mandarin too, I don't know, but we might put it this way. They will never, 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 never perish. Five times.
我们可能就是这么来表述的，就它最强的那个词的是重复五遍。就是永不重复五遍的这个语气。
Now there's no qualifications there, is there?
对，这里也没有什么条件，对吧
？There's still some Christians say, well, I could lose my salvation.
比方说，有些基督徒认为我能吃掉我的救恩。
Well, how could you lose eternal life?
所以你怎么能失掉永恒呢
？Everlasting life.
永恒的生命
You can't.
是不可能的。
It's a gift that God gives, eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
这是神给出来的永恒的生命，从耶稣来。
You see, we tend to think of life in, as we looked at before, as a kind of a quantity, the length of it.
以前我们看生命的角度呢，是数量的。就是生命有多长，生命就有多比别人多好。
But it's a quality, it's God's life itself.
但实际上这里的生命是一个质，它是从神来的生命和我们的生命是不一样的。
And the eternal Son has imparted to us by faith that life, His own life.
圣子呢，借着我们的信心呢，把这样的生命给了我们哈，浇灌进我们的心。
Turn with me to 1 John chapter 5.
我们回来看一下约翰一书的五章。
Verse 11.
五章十一节。
And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
If you have the Son, he goes on to say, he who has the Son has life.
人有了神的儿子就有生命。
He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
人没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Let's stop and consider this for a minute.
我们停下来想一想这事。
when you receive the Son of God, He becomes the master of your soul.
当你接受耶稣基督，他就是你的主人了。
You become His property.
你是他的。
You've been purchased, and what you're doing when you believe is you have given your life to the Lord Jesus, and He receives you, and He comes into you, and He becomes the life of your soul.
所以当我们信的那一刻发生的是，我们把自己交给了他，我们是属他的，他进到我们里面，所以他是我们的主。
Now, I'm talking about a true believer now.
我现在在说的是真的得救的人。
What about a believer or a so-called believer, someone who's professed to have Christ?
但也有一些呢，嘴巴上说他信了的。
Says, I don't think I want to be a Christian anymore.
然后他会说呢，哎呀，我不想再做基督徒了。
Thanks for the borrowed eternal life, but I think I'm going to give it back.
谢谢你把永生借给我，我现在要还给你了。
Is that possible?
可不可能呢？
Some people think you can. You can be saved and you can be lost.
有的人认为你可以得救，也可以失掉。
Sorry, you can't. The scriptures aren't going to allow you that.
不可以，不可能的，除非你没有得救。你真的得救了，你这个永生是还不掉的。
If you have the Son now owns you.
所以你有了圣子以后，圣子就有，
You're no longer your own.
就是你的主的，你是他是你的主，你就不再属于自己，所以你没有这个权柄。
That person that could say I don't want Christ anymore, I say they've never received Christ to begin with.
所以对于那种说哎呀我不想再做基督徒了，我要把这个还也给出去的，其实他一开始就没得着。
If you think that you can give back.To God His life and reject it after you've received it, that is a fantasy.
所以你认为你能够得着基督，然后再把它给掉，再失掉，再不要，这其实是个幻想，因为你一开始就没得着。
You can't go back. Once you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no turning back.
所以一旦你接受耶稣基督，是真的接受，就没有再回头。像孩子生出来，你不能再。
Not that a true believer would want to.
不生一个真的信徒呢，也不会再想回去。
But some people seem to think that can happen.
但有些的人受的教导是说，这样的事可能发生。
Now that's impossible because it goes on to say in verse 12, "He who has the Son has life."
就像约翰一书那里。有了子的就有了父。
He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
就没有子的就没有生命。
That life is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He becomes the master of your soul.
因为这个生命是在耶稣基督里的，他已经是你生命的灵魂的主人了。
You've passed out of death and into life.
你已经出死入生了。
You've been given eternal life by the Son of God Himself.
你是借着圣子啊，得着这永恒的生命。
And there's no going back.
就再没有回头了。
Because now you belong to God.
因为你现在属于神了。
As God belongs to you.
就像神也属于你一样。
Now, if we go back to John chapter 10, please.
我们回到约翰十章啊。
What about outside forces?
那有没有外在的力量呢？
What about the circumstances of life? Are you going to meet some circumstances in life that somehow you could lose eternal life by whatever circumstances you might run into?
你可能碰到的生活的环境，让你遇见了以后，你可能会失掉你的救恩。
What about this preacher that Jeet was talking about?
也许这个刚才提到的这个传道人
or others like him being persecuted for their faith.
比方说这种碰到逼迫中的人。
Are there any outward circumstances that might arise in your life or mine that we might lose our eternal life?
有没有我们生命中会碰到一些环境让我们能够失掉我们的永生？
Well, the Lord Jesus said they'll never perish.
所以呢，耶稣说呢，他们永不灭亡。
That means that they won't come into judgment.
就意味着他们不可能再面对什么。
That's good.
这是很好的。
But would they somehow be able to be lost somehow?
但是可不可能某种
Lord says,
失掉呢？
There he continues and said, no one can snatch them out of my hand.
耶稣在这里说，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺下。
No one.
没有人。
Do you think that the Lord Jesus wouldn't know of all the possible enemies of the soul of man?
你知道耶稣是不是把一切人的仇敌啊，他都认识的？
He'd met every enemy in his lifetime.
他在他的一生他都见过了。
And had overcome.
但他都已经胜过了。
Like David, in protecting his father's sheep, he fought and killed a lion.On one occasion, and on another, he killed a bear. This was just a young man, a lad, teenager.
So, David, 呢，在他十几岁的孩子的时候呢，他看他父亲的羊，他碰到过狮子，也碰到过熊，他都胜了。
And I can imagine what Jesse might say to David after one of those days.
我能想象他父亲耶西啊，可能会跟大卫说
，Well, my son, how did the shepherding go today?
会说，哎，孩子，今天这个放羊怎么样了
？Oh, father, the flock was in danger this morning.
说，哎呀，今天早晨那个羊有危险。
Out of the thickets down by the river came a bear rushing in on one of them, grabbed one of our lambs.
说，在河边上冲过来一头熊啊，要抓走了我们一只羊。
Oh, David, his father would say, you got away safely. I see.
然后他父亲可能会说：“哦，你大卫啊，你成功的逃跑了，我看见了。”
Oh yes, father.
他说：“父，是的。”
The Lord delivered that bear to me. He rose up against me when I went to take the lamb from his mouth, and I killed it.、
他说：“主把这头熊交在我的手里了。当我要去把那只羊抢回来的时候，我就胜过了那头熊。”
Father, of all the flock that you gave me, I have lost none.
他说：“父啊，你交给我的羊，我一只也没有丢。”
Well done, my son.
说做得好啊，我的儿子。
And the Lord Jesus is a better shepherd than David.
所以耶稣是比大卫更好的牧羊人。
Is there any enemy that can possibly separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus?
有什么敌人能够使我们与神的爱隔绝呢
？Turn to Romans chapter 8, please.
我们看罗马书八章的这节经文。
Romans chapter 8.And 38. How do you know these things?
I memorized it here.
Thank you. Wonderful. Well, I think what we shall do is we'll read even from verse 30. Verse 30. One.
From 31 节看哈。
Have you memorized verse 31 yet? Well, that's your homework for next week.
八章三十一节。
Okay, let's read then. We'll go verse by verse. I'll read it, and then we'll have long read it in Mandarin. What then shall we say?In response to this, this is a response to the gospel that Paul has brought to us up to this point.
对，他说，这既这样，我们还说什么呢？这是对什么来的？对前面讲的救恩说的。我们怎么回应救恩呢
？If God is for us, who can be against us?
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢
？God now he's talking about God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他说的是三位一体的神。
The Lord Jesus now, in our context, in our study, it's the Son. The Father comes in later, but it's the Son as the Good Shepherd that we're mainly concerned with.
所以这是圣子哈，是那好牧人。
But he is God.
但他也是神。
And he's for us because we are his sheep.
所以他与我们同在哈，因为我们是他的羊。
So we might take the example of David. There was the lion and the bear was against. was against the sheep, wasn't against the shepherd, was against the sheep.
所以你看见大卫时代那个熊也好，狮子也好，他是对着那个羊群去的啊，他不是对着那个牧人去的。
But then we find that God here in the next verse, for 32, about His care for us, goes to the extent that He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物同他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
When David took that rod, the shepherd's rod, and went down to face the lion and the bear, he was sacrificing his life.
所以当大卫拿起那个羊牧羊杖啊，去打熊和狮子的时候，他其实已经把自己的生命放在上面。
David's life was on the line.
在那一刻呢，大卫是可能死的。
Why would he sacrifice his life for an animal?
为什么他把自己的命舍了，要去救一个动物呢？
Well, the answer is in the picture that God, why would he give his son for us?
这个一样的图景，就为什么上帝会把他的儿子舍了为我们呢？这个性质是一样的。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
And not only that, he loves us so much in that demonstration. If he would give his son, he would also give us freely everything.
所以一样的，就是他愿意给儿子都舍了，他其他的他就更愿意给我们。
So, and then he goes on and says, well, who's going to bring a charge against those whom God has chosen.
然后呢，接着他又往下，他说：“谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？”
That is, anything you might do, Satan might take a look at that and say, go to God and say, look at what your sheep is doing.
所以我们做的一切事啊，撒旦都会看着，然后找到机会呢，来到神面前说：“你看看你的羊，他在做什么？”
Look at what they're saying. Look at how they're acting.
你看看他怎么说，看看他怎么做。
That's who's going to bring a charge. The charge is going to be brought by the prosecutor, which is Satan.
所以控告者啊，就是那迫害者，就是撒旦。
Another name, one of his titles, is the accuser of the brethren.
所以他在撒旦呢，在圣经里还有一个名字呢，叫做。控告弟兄的那一位。
Remember how he came before God about Job?
你记得撒旦在约伯记里他怎么来到神面前的？
He said, yeah, he worships you because you give him everything.
他就说你他约伯敬拜你嘛，就是因为你看顾他呀。
Take that away and Job take all his stuff away from him, his family and his wealth and everything, and he'll curse you to your face.
撒旦说呢，你要是神呢，你要是把约伯的一切的东西都拿走啊，他的财务，他的家庭，他约伯就会咒诅你的。
Now, if Job, who is the most righteous man in the world, could be tested that way, we're certainly going to fail, aren't we?
如果约伯在那个时代都是少数极少的这个敬虔的人啊，那我们就更加容易摔跌倒。
Satan has real crimes to go to God before.Take to God to complain against us.
因为撒旦在约伯那也只能编一些理由，在我们这是找到真凭实据到神面前去。
But what happens?
那会发生什么呢？
Standing at God's right hand is our advocate, our lawyer.
所以站在现在父神右边的是我们的中保啊，我们的律师。
Counsel for the defense.
所以他是来出来会做这个。辩护的为我们。
Because God has already paid for our injustices, our sins, by sending the Lord Jesus. He's already paid for them.
但耶稣已经付了为我们的罪的代价，已经付上了。
So God's righteousness, His justice has been satisfied, and then He can transfer that righteousness to the guilty.
所以神的义啊已经得着满足了，所以他能把这义呢转给我们这样的罪人。
That's what justification is.
这就是称义的意思。
It's imparted righteousness.
这是一个从外面住进来的这样的公义，不是我们自己挣来的。
So who is he who can bring a charge against us? Well, God has already declared us righteous because Christ paid for our sins.
谁能控告神拣选的人？有神称他们为义。
It's God who justifies.
是神使我们为义。
Because He can be just and the justifier of those who believe.
所以他自己是义人，他也能够称那些信他的人为义。
And He goes on to say, "Who is He that condemns?"
然后谁能定他们的罪呢
？Look at that person. That's a crime that should be punished.
所以看看那个人，他身上犯了是应该惩罚的罪。
And again, there's the answer.
然后接着呢，又有答案了。
Christ Jesus died more than that, who was raised to life, and is at the right hand of God, is also interceding for us.
有基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边为我们祈求。
You see, there's some people that think, well, you know, I have eternal life as long as I keep living a good life.
所以有我们讲这么些呢，就是要驳斥一种的观点。他认为呢，我有永恒，是只要我持守了一个神告诉我圣洁的生命呢，我才有永恒。
And I've asked people, you know, do you have eternal life? Are you going to heaven?
那我就会问一些人，那你有没有永恒呢？那你是不是一定会去天堂呢
？And they say, well, I hope so.
他会回答，我希望如此。
Well.I asked them, well, what do you mean you hope so?
我说你希望如此是什么意思呢
Well, if I keep believing and keep obeying God, then I'm hoping to go to heaven.
所以他的回答呢，我要持续的信，我持续的顺服神的命令呢，我就应该去天堂了。
And I explained to them what we've talked about this morning, that through faith you have eternal life.
然后我就会告诉他，借着信心，我们今天早上讲的。有了信心就有永恒的生命。
Oh, they say that's presumption.
然后他说，哦，这不是，这只是假设而已。
That's not good.
这个不够的。
You mean to say I could believe in Jesus and then live the way I want?
他会说，哎，那这样的话，你像你这样，我就说我信，然后我继续过我原来的生活，不就好了吗
？Sure, I say you. That's right, exactly it.
然后是啊。
You can live just the way you want.
就是你可以活你想过的生命。
You mean I can sin and that won't matter? I said no. That's not what I said.
我说不。那个人说呢，那是不是我想犯罪也可以呢？Eric 回答说不，这不是我的意思。
Because I say if the Holy Spirit is living in you, you don't want to sin. You'll do what you want to do, which is what Christ wants you to do.
因为你一旦得救，你的圣灵在里面呢，就不会让你去做那你想要做的事，他会让你做神想要你做的事。
Oh, the old nature sometimes gets hold of us, and we do sin. But we hate that, and we go to the Lord and confess it, and He cleanses us.
当然我们有的时候会被肉体的老我抓住我们也不愿意但是我们回到神面前承认我们的罪呢我们就得到良心的清洁了
Someone that's truly born again is going to live like Christ
一些真正重生的人呢的确活出了像基督一样的生命
He's going to want to live like that
他也很愿意活出这样的生命
So the Lord Jesus Who is he that condemns he saysChrist Jesus, who died more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God interceding for us. So not only then did God justify us, but now he's praying for us, interceding at God's right hand all the time.
所以呢，他现在已经死了哈，耶稣在父神的右边呢。为我们代求，而且是一直在那里为我们代求。
That's a great encouragement, isn't it?
对我们来说，真的是一个很大的鼓励，不是吗
？That's the shepherd, like the shepherd, watching over his sheep, looking after one and another, already planning in his mind, the care that he's going to give that particular sheep because he sees a need.
对，就像一个牧羊人啊，他已经知道了我们的需要，他就一个一个羊，他知道他的需要，他预先就给他预备好。
The good shepherd is interceding by watching his sheep and caring for them.
所以他 顾念这些羊，然后为这些羊在代求，这就是、我们的牧者在天上做的事。
Then we go on in verse 35.
然后我们继续往下看35节。
He said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?"
那谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
There we before the throne, there's no condemnation, there's no judgment. We have one interceding. But is there some circumstance in life that might be able to separate us from that love of Christ? That somehow we're going to find ourselves alone.
所以这里讲到的是我们在环境里啊，终究会有一些的问题、患难啊，是让我们感觉很孤单。
And he asked the question rhetorically.
所以他问了这个问题啊。
Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
他说是患难吗？困苦吗？逼迫吗？饥饿吗？赤身露体吗？危险吗？刀剑吗
？We hardly ever even are acquainted with any of those things.
事实上，我们真的还没有碰到这样的事。
But those are things that are very extreme.
这个都是很极端的一些情况。
But he says here, for your sake, we face death all day long. We're considered as sheep for the slaughter.
他这里说呢，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
In some times, some countries, some conditions, that is the condition of.
在一些的时候，一些的国家啊，一些的环境里，这真的是事实。
True Christians.
对于真的基督徒来说，就会碰上。
Would that?Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
这些事会不会让我们与神的爱隔绝呢
？No,
也不会。
He says here, no, in all these things, we're more than conquerors.
然而，在靠着我们爱我们的主啊，在一切的事上得胜有余。
We're more than conquerors through our own power. Is that what it says?
是借着我们的利益得胜的吗
？No,
不是的。
Through Him that loved us, right?
是借着他。
You know, so an old saying that I heard when I was a young Christian, I thought it was a good saying, was this. God will give us grace when we need to die, dying grace. But he doesn't need to give us that grace before the occasion demands it.
所以我年轻的时候呢我特别喜欢的一句话啊就是神会当我们真的要死的时候神会给我们足够的恩典让我们去面对死亡但是呢他不会在这个环境到之前把这样的恩典给我们
So he says no in all these things we're more than conquerors those any circumstances of life that we might face Paul says we're more than conquerors we can conquer that through the love of Christ he will fill us with that grace that we needAt the time we needed.
对，所以在我们需要的时候，所以保罗说呢，我凡事都可行了。但是呢，当我们需要的时候，神就会给我们面对那环境的力量。
And then he goes on to verse 38.
他在38节继续了。
And what about spiritual things, invisible things?
那有没有那个属灵的事呢？看不见的事呢
？And what about those terrors of the unknown?
那些。看不见的那个恐惧呢
？What about death? Anything in death itself?
那死亡呢
？Or that which we might face in life somehow?
我们在生命中会碰到的。
Or what about angels and demons?
那天使呢？或者魔鬼呢
？Those spiritual powers.
那属灵的力量呢
？What about time, present and future?
时间呢？现在过未来。
Is there anything in this world of the unknown? What about powers? Any other powers? Spiritual powers?
有没有力量？属灵的力量？其他的
？And then what about the heights and depths?
高的、低的。
That is to go right in through the entire universe.
进到整个宇宙里的。
Is there anything in all the creation of God?
在神的所有的受造物里有没有
？He says that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
使我们能与神的爱啊，就是在耶稣基督里的爱隔绝呢
？No, he says, I'm persuaded.
都没有。
I am convinced, verse 38. that none of those things. I'm absolutely convinced. And so he says here, I give them eternal life, right back to verse 28. They shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Not height, nor depth, nor demon, nor powers, nor future, nor past, present, anything.
谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。 我们刚才看见的所有这些环境, 死亡, 包括死亡, 都不可以夺去。
His words, Paul's words, search the universe for some enemy to be able to snatch us out of the hand of the Savior.
所以保罗在这里就强调呢, 你可以搜寻一切的可能, 可能的力量能从神手里把人的生命夺去的。
Then he clinches this argument in verse 29.
所以他在这里呢, 就把这样的一个结论呢, 在29节说了。
My Father who has given them to me is greater than all.
这我父啊, 把羊给我, 他比万有都大。
No one can snatch them out of my Father's
hand. 谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
The Father is greater than all.
因为父比万有都大。
For the purposes of redemption, the Lord Jesus was manifested in the flesh and he was subservient to the Father.
所以为了救恩的缘故啊, 耶稣在道成肉身显现就把自己放在父神之下了。
He placed himself under the Father. The Father was greater than him.
他把自己谦卑在父神之下, 父神就比他大, 在这个位分里。
So in his manhood, the Father was greater.
所以在耶稣的人性里啊, 父神是大的。
But in his eternal sonhood, he was equal with the Father.
在他永恒的这个神性里呢,
And so, but the Lord Jesus, he explains that the Father that is greater than all, he has you in his hands. The Father and the Son, we're in the hands of the eternal Father and Son. And then he says, I and my Father are one.
所以呢,我们既不能从 子的手里被夺取, 也不能从父的手里被夺取, 而且呢,
so, if a person truly believes, they become his sheep and they will never perish.
所以当一个人真的得救的时候, 他就成为他的羊了, 就不再灭亡了。
That's the promise of the Father.
这是父神的应许。
Now, to doubt that, you'll never be settled in your Christian walk.
所以, 如果你怀疑这样的一个点啊, 你在你的基督徒的一生中啊, 你可能会, 一直没有, 定下来, 就是,
And you will lose out at the judgment seat of Christ.
然后你会, 失掉这个, 基督的审判台的那个位置。
Let me explain why.
我会解释一下为什么。
See, a Christian, we do good works. We work for the Lord.
作为基督徒呢, 我们都做好的行为。
Why?
为什么?
Because we love him.
因为我们爱他嘛。
We do. Our motivation is love of the Savior.
因为我们的动机是爱我们的救主。
That's gold and silver and precious stones. What's done for love for the Savior will abide forever.
这就是, 哥林多前书讲的, 金银宝石所造的房子, 因为我们所做的, 如果是出于对神的爱, 就是那金银宝石。
There are some Christians that don't have the assurance of their salvation.
但那些没有救恩确据的基督徒呢?
And they think that it depends upon them.
他们就认为他们所做的是对自己的救恩有利的。
And so they do good works in order to prove to God that they are His.
所以他们做的一切的善行, 它里面的动机是想要取悦神, 让神接纳他, 以至于他能得救。
They are self-motivated.
所以这完全是出于自我的动机,
not love-motivated.
而不是出于爱神的动机。
And so they'll lose out at the judgment seat of Christ.
所以他们, 会得救, 但是他们最终是会失掉所有的奖赏。
And we need to, if you want to grow in grace in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, you have to understand His grace. Because by grace, you have been saved through faith. Not of yourselves. It's the gift of God.
所以你要在神的恩典里成长，你一定要能明白神的恩典的意思，就不是靠你自己，而是借着他的恩典你在长大的，不是出于你。
So the question will be, you know, in all this conclusion to all this, the Lord is offering us this eternal life. It's not that we don't have eternal life. God created our spirit and our soul to be eternal. We will be somewhere even after we die. We will go somewhere. Will we go to be with the one who created us, the one who is almighty, the sovereign God, the one who loved us and died for us? Or will we go far away from him to a place that's punishment and judgment and suffering, into a place called hell? That's the conclusion of it all. Where will you spend eternity? Where will you go when you die? And before you die, will you be sure where you're going? Are you sure in your heart that you're going to heaven? Are you sure about the Word of God? Do you truly believe it, what Jesus has said?
所以这个里面呢，最重要的就回到那一个点，就我们总是要在永恒里要做一个选择的，我们是愿意去那永恒审判的地方，火湖地狱这样的地方呢，还是我们愿意在神的爱里面哈，我们愿意常与他同在，所以这是我们一个总是在今生要做的一个选择。
This won't be the end, and I just hope that you will decide for Christ while there's still time, and that you will go to be with the one who loves you.
我们总是要去选择那爱我们的那一位，在我们今生还有时间的时候。
Father, we come to you today and we thank you for your great offer of salvation.
父啊，我们真的谢谢您，为了您那最伟大的救恩。
The salvation we can't earn and we can't keep it.
我们真的不能靠自己来挣得这救恩，也不能靠自己来持守这救恩。
You have purchased that salvation, and you keep us who believe.
您既做成了这救恩，您也必持守我们直到永远。
So Father, we would pray if there's any that have not yet gone from death unto life, we pray today might be their time of decision.
父啊，我们盼望今天还没有信靠您的，真的能接受您，接受基督就出死入生了。
Lord, bless each home that's representative.
也祝福我们每一位人的亲人们。
And we pray for every family that's represented.
也祝福我们也为每一位的家人祈求。
Now take us home back to our families and friends and districts, Lord, we pray.In the name of our Lord Jesus.
也带着我们回到我们的环境，我们的亲人和身边和朋友们中间，我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.